Cornell University is amassing an army of researchers, all of them under the age of 12. It's called the Lost Ladybug Project. This week in Science Out of the Box, the man using ladybugs as lures, John Losey. He's an entomologist at Cornell University. Hi there, John Losey.
Hi.
So, the Lost Ladybug Project, 12-year-old scientists?
Yeah, one of the goals of the project is to really show 12-year-olds that science is not something that's only done by professionals in some ivory tower, that they can actually do real science in their own backyards.
So what are they doing? They're going out and looking for ladybugs?
They are, and one of the things that we want them to do is see if there are rare ladybugs in their backyards, because some of our formerly most common ladybugs have declined to the point where we're afraid they may be going extinct. And they're very important in terms of pest control in agricultural systems.
Hmm. The nine-spotted ladybug, the state insect of New York.
It's true. It is our state insect. And up till maybe 20 years ago, it was one of the most common in the U.S. But in just the last couple of decades, it's declined to the point where we haven't caught it here in New York in over 15 years, and only like 10 individuals have been collected anywhere in the U.S.
Wow. Okay, so you're not just looking for the nine spot, though. You're looking for ladybugs everywhere, and tell me how to do it.
Well, what we're asking people to do is to go out, find the ladybugs, and to take digital images of those ladybugs and email us those images, and we're creating a national database for ladybugs where we can start to get a handle on where the rare native ones are and where the more exotic ones are that have been introduced from other countries.
I think this is so cool. And I looked at your website, and there are really great tips for how to collect ladybugs. You tell people how to make a net and sweep fields with a net, or to stand around a tree and put a sheet underneath it and then maybe shake the tree.
Right.
And then one of my favorite parts is how to get the ladybug to slow down enough to take its picture. How do you do it?
You got to chill out. And that's important for humans and ladybugs both. And the idea is that you put them for a short time in the freezer or for a little bit longer time in the refrigerator.
So chill out literally.
Literally chill out, yep.
And of course you don't want to leave them in the freezer too long, right?
No, right. And then you shoot them with a camera, and we're not necessarily looking for pretty pictures.
So tell us the website.
The website is ladybug.ento.cornell.edu.
So, John Losey, I understand you've got a line on some nine-spot ladybugs out there in America?
Yes, it's more than just a hot tip. And because hot tips with ladybugs tend to be like hot tips with Bigfoot. But in this case, our collaborator collected two nine-spot ladybugs in the Badlands last week.
And you're hopping a plane to go.
And we're hopping on a plane, my son and I, Ben, who's 8 years old and a better collector than I am, and we are going to go hopefully collect some more of these nine spots and start a colony in the lab, and then we can start doing some research to try to find out why they're having problems and hopefully keep it from happening to other species.
John Losey is the head of the Lost Ladybug Project at Cornell University. Thanks so much for talking to us. Good luck.
Thank you.
No ladybugs were hurt during the course of this interview.